Hi, Molly.
They just have minds of their own, and I'm just like, I surrender.
Are you ready to become a pilgrim?
They were so adorable as little miniature pilgrim-y children.
Is this bed rest uponable?
I didn't care whose bed it was. I just laid down in it.
Kate Goslin joins us. You look fabulous, by the way. I've seen some pictures that are all over your social media situation and online. You look great. And hi.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I got a new reality show for you. It's a show where you just go somewhere and sit quietly and the kids don't bother you for a while.
Hey, I'm in for it. Yeah. I'm really good at sleeping when I get a chance.
How does this work? Well, first off, explain when the show's on. Give us the new name and all of that.
Well, it's the same show, Kate Plus 8. It's season 4, and we're airing on TLC Tuesdays at 9 p.m., and we're really excited to be back. It's a lot of fun.
So, but how does it work in your life? This is the part that fascinates me. So the cameras are lit and hooked up all the time in the house. Do you have like a couple hours where they're down? How does that part work?
Oh, no. They come, this isn't Big Brother. They come with their cameras and they follow us around. It's our same crew. They're friends by this point, and it's a very normal, non-obtrusive situation in our house. We just go off and do whatever, and it's absolutely not scripted. We don't do redos because I can barely get my kids to do their homework or do what I ask them to do, let alone, you know, play along. We usually, obviously, we have an event. Oh, we're going here. And kind of all of the things that lead up to it just happen. It's our real lives. The kids watch it as their real memories, kind of like home video. And that's what's worked for us. And, you know, our fans that have followed us since the kids were barely walking, you know, till now, are excited that we're back. When we were off the air for a little while, back in, I don't know, 2011, 12-ish, you know, I got so many emails and tweets, people saying, I feel like our neighbors and friends moved away. Where have you gone? We miss you. And so I'm just being open, honest, and sharing my frustrations. I have nothing to hide. It's very difficult being a parent, let alone being a single parent of 8 kids. And so, you know, people watch to watch how my kids are growing up, and I don't know what the draw is, except maybe they feel relieved that they have less kids, or, you know, some people say that I'm really organized, which I feel like I'm falling apart at this point, but I'm just trying to hold it all together and do the best that I can, keeping in mind that you get one shot as a parent.
Sure.
You get one shot to raise your kids. We all mess up. We all, you know, feel like, oh, I was horrible in that situation and whatever, but the bottom line is, you know, we're shaping people and turning them out into the world. And I want my people to turn out to be positive members of society who contribute in a good way. And that's my goal.
Yeah, you don't want criminals. Criminals would be bad. And the kids are beautiful. And they seem like really decent people. But they're now getting old enough. Like, I remember seeing part of an episode. I think you were bungee jumping and you were scared out of your mind. And every family
jumping off the tower. And
that was it.
Yeah,
that was it. And you got some little daredevils, and like any family, you know, you have a family of 3 kids and have 3 completely different kids. Is that the story with your kids? Because some of the kids are giving you a hard time. Some of the kids are trying to make you feel better.
Yes, definitely. Just because they were, you know, born on the same day, you know, within a few minutes of each other, they're completely different people. And I think that would be the greatest mistake ever, to kind of cluster them and just think that across the board, you know, they're kind of just the same people. They're definitely different. They all like different things. They, you know, figuring them out is probably one of the best parts of being their mom, trying to figure out, you know, what makes this one tick, what makes that one work. And their needs seem to be branching out as they get older. They're different. And I'm having, I mean, it's hard as they get older to meet all of those individual needs that they each have. And yet, that's what's required, and that's what I'm trying to do. I wish, honestly, I could just clone myself a couple times, because that's what's needed around here. I'm definitely outnumbered, but I'm never going to stop trying to do my best. And, you know, you see the good, the bad, and the ugly on our show, season 4, just like you did all the other seasons.
What's the age range now?
Maddie and Kara are 15. They're in ninth grade. Wow. And my little kids, which, by the way, they're starting to say, why do you always call us the little kids? I'm like, true. They're 11 and a half.
Wow. Wow.
I said, I don't know what else to call you because you're the little kids in our house. And they were like, oh, true. True.
I've only got two, and they're grown people now. But, you know, every day growing up is something new. Something new is an adventure and all that. But, the idea that cameras are, well, I guess it's normal, right? When you didn't have the TV show, the kids probably wondered why there were no cameras.
They did. And I know that's a really hard concept for people to understand. It would be hard for me, too, if this wasn't our life. But a kid's normal is their normal. You know, a military family who moves twice a year or whatever, and they move their whole life. That's their normal. This is our normal. And the kids definitely did wonder why our crew wasn't here. And I'm very, involved in terms of coming up with the ideas because they have to be normal and feel like real to us. So I'm very hands-on there, as well as being hands-on with our crew. We don't have a lot of switch around. We don't have a lot of different random people because that's our comfort level and our home is our safe zone. And so I try to keep it as normal and comfortable for the kids. And therefore we have a small crew, same people we still have our same sound guy from the first moment that we filmed for Discovery Health, which eventually we, moved to TLC. And so we have known these people for a long time, and they've really, really been supportive and wonderful, and we are really, really lucky.
Well, I wish you luck in a new season, and if the Real Housewives volunteer to babysit, tell them no.
I'm definitely, I'm about the reality, real shows. So I don't know. I don't know much about them.
Yeah, the reality, it comes in quotes with reality TV. So look, you're back. It's season, is this five or four? It's four. Season four.
Four, plus eight.
On TLC. Congratulations. Hold the line. That's Kate Goslin. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Did I say tonight? Not tomorrow. I have two kids that are grown up, and I'm tired.
I don't know how she does it.
So
at least they're older now. They can change themselves.
Well, you could also make the argument, you don't know why she does it, right?
Why she does the show?
Yeah, I mean, you do it for fame and for money, I suppose, but it's an odd way to grow up.
True. I think a lot of it does have to do with, she off the line? Yeah, with fame and money. Don't you? I mean, why would you keep doing it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I suppose, and I think this actually was part of her, look, I don't know the woman.
Yeah.
But this was part of her argument after the show went off the air in whatever it was, 2011, 2012, that this is the skill that they have.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, this is how we made money.
Right.
So we're going to continue to make money this way. TLC's got a vested interest in the kids not being abused.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I don't know. Look, it's easy to judge anybody. True. I judge everybody. I don't see the show.
I don't either. I don't really watch it either. I mean, I used to see John and Kate plus eight, but she says it went away and people were saying, where did it go? I didn't miss it.
Well, I think that's largely true. You can take people that are really reprehensible, mm-hmm. and when they're celebrities and they meet people in public, people will generally be nice.
Yeah, this is true. Very true.
Look how nice our texters are.
They're crazy today.